You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
OpenAI has just released a brand new and exciting feature, which competes at a very high level with some very big players in the industry. So we're kind of excited about this. They have ChatGPT search, which is going head-to-head against Perplexity and against Google. Today on the podcast, Jamie and I are going to break down some of the main differences here, some of the implications we think this is going to have in the industry, what you should use, whether that's Google, Perplexity, or this. There's a lot going on here to unpack. Very, very excited. You got to love it when one of these big players is competing with some of the giants in the industry. Before we get into that, I wanted to say, if you're not a member already and you love using AI tools to either grow and scale your business, or if you're interested in starting a new side hustle, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. So every single week, Jamie and I, you may have heard us talk about it on the podcast before, but if you're not a member already, we'd seriously love to have you as a member. Every single week, we record exclusive content. We just recorded like a 20-minute long episode all about how to be an AI consultant in your industry, how much to charge, how to get customers, the whole thing, and what I've personally been doing in this space. So I haven't published that anywhere else because I kind of talk about clients and, you know, confidentially-ish stuff. But we publish all of that in the school community every single week. So we'd love to have you as a member. We have over 200 members. This is an awesome place. People starting $100 million companies and brand new companies, you get a lot of perspective. So this is a great place. We would love to have you as a member. And there's a link in the description. It's only $19 a month. Price will increase in the future, but for now, if you get that price, it's locked in and it will never raise on you in the future. So with that being said, let's get into what's going on with the ChatGPT search. Jamie, have you had a chance to try this out or have you looked at this yet?
I haven't tried it out yet, but I feel like we definitely saw this coming. I mean, Perplexity has been kind of big news the past 6 months or so, and their platform is really just a cool thing to use, and it's great for search results because it provides citations to the information it's giving you. So that's kind of what ChatGPT just rolled out. So basically you can ask a question and it will give you a response to your question and then give you all the citations over on the right side of the screen, which is really, really handy. And so, I think this is really a great starting point for ChatGPT. I think it will take over Perplexity, unfortunately. I think they will be the winner if they can come up with a better user experience. And that's kind of my gripe with ChatGPT at this point is I think it works great for an LLM. It works great for, you know, giving you the information you need and as a tool, but because they're integrating all these different features, the user experience is kind of lacking a little bit. Although Jaden is doing a search right now and it looks like they're kind of trying to improve it a little bit. He searched the weather and it pulled up at least little icons and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. It's still not great.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to be honest. I think it's pretty cool. I think Perplexity does it better. Essentially what it is you have the ability to, have this search the web enabled. So when you ask it a question like, okay, you could say something, I think it's a particularly useful for news. So it's just like, you know, who is ahead in the polls for the US election? And it's probably already over by the time you're listening to this, but you can click search the web. You have that enabled. And when you ask that question, it's definitely going to search the web. Now, sometimes you don't even have to ask it to like tell it to search the web. If you ask it for the weather, it's just going to tell you the weather. Or if you ask it, you know, what time is it in a different time zone, it could just tell you that. So it essentially knows. But sometimes it's a little bit tricky, right? Sometimes you say, tell me a poem about a dog, but maybe there's a specific poem about a dog that you want it to go find, and it just came out this week and it's not included in its training data set and you need it to go search the web. Then you kind of have this manual search the web button, but it does a pretty good job of knowing when to search the web, even if you haven't asked it for it. So it's interesting.
I will give you that. It's cool. And it's accurate information, you know, it's cited. That's what's important. However, I'll still say the article we, you know, pulled this up on was talking about how it's not exactly a Google killer yet, because Google has a little bit better user experience. For example, if you looked up a sports score between two teams, it would pull up like the icons of the two teams and maybe their record, and just more visually appealing. And I think that's really what's lacking right now. Perplexity again did great with that, because it would pull in graphics, different, you know, symbols and stuff like that. I feel like ChatGPT could use a little bit better user experience with some of these things. Obviously with coding it doesn't matter, but I would like to see a little more pizzazz, you know what I'm saying?
No, 100%. So it's kind of interesting, because I've done a bunch of different examples where I've went and asked a specific question on ChatGPT, and then I've gone over to Perplexity and Google and asked it the same questions. And it's always kind of interesting to me to see like what the different responses are. So one thing I'll say is, if you're asking it a question on Perplexity, so I said, who's ahead in the polls in the US election? There's like all these graphics at the top of like news articles. It literally has like a US election 2024 live, where it's like counting how many, how many states and delegates or whatever. Electorates. Is that it, Jamie?
Electoral votes. Votes.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like how many you need to win. And it's got like this whole tracker here. It's very much like what I expect from Google. When you're asking the same question to ChatGPT, it's just kind of a regular ChatGPT blurb. It does have, you know, citing it, but like this is not as good as Perplexity. So would I use this over Perplexity? No. If I love Perplexity, it's got way more data, way more info, like way more visual articles at the top and kind of this whole thing. And so I think, I don't think it beats Perplexity. But that being said, I don't think it's always about whose thing is like the most visually appealing. A lot of times it's about the most users. So Google has a fairly decent kind of UI when you do a similar question. But if I'm being 100% honest, I know this is just one example. I also did who's ahead in the polls in the US election on Google. And I actually like Perplexity's response better than Google's, because it has like a really cool graphic tracker where you can like go view the election, and they have this whole like section for it. I don't know. I just think Perplexity's done a really good job of bringing up like a lot of really cool graphics and UI and stuff. And you know, it's like, this is what their business is all about, is like they got to be better than Google so they can steal some competitors for that. And ChatGPT already has a lot of users for other things, but like this is the only reason that it's got users. So I don't know. I think Perplexity is doing a really good job on some of these random things I've just Googled or I've just searched on it. And they have some cool graphics.
Yeah. I agree. I think Perplexity is still my favorite too. And I do think eventually ChatGPT will surpass or acquire. I don't know exactly what the play is for them, but either way, it's cool to see some of these cited searches being integrated into AI. And I do think if Google wasn't a little bit scared before, I think they should be even more scared now with their at least their search business, because I think it's pretty much over at this point.
So one crazy thing, because I also get the same feeling a lot, but I also think we are all in a little bit of an AI bubble right now. I recently saw a graphic that was showing like the usage, and it's like Google has like billions of people using their services, billions of people using their services, and Perplexity's got like, you know, some like 10 or like 20 million, I think, and ChatGPT's got like 100 million or 200 million. And so it's like, it's, you know, it is impressive, but it's still very, very small. So anyways, I do think that it's, I think it's interesting. One other thing I do want to bring up that's interesting is that Sam Altman has been pushing it pretty hard, trying to promote it. And so he recently tweeted out, he said, hey, I'm really sorry to keep hyping our own products, but you should get ChatGPT Plus and install the Chrome extension for search. I'm cheerfully the first to admit when we ship something that isn't very good, but this time it's really good. So they actually have a Chrome extension. Someone responded, though, to his tweet, which was kind of funny, and they said, yeah, here's a link to the extension, and it was just a link to the Perplexity extension. So, you know, little bit of That's trolling funny. Going on there. They do have a Chrome extension, which has 500 ratings now. It's got about 4.1 stars. I've heard mixed messages from people on it, to be honest. But essentially what they're making it you able to do is when you're like searching the search bar on your browser, you can have ChatGPT selected as your search result. So they're really going after Google quite directly. But I think Perplexity is doing the same thing. So, I mean, I think this is going to be I'm curious to see where it goes. But right now, I think Perplexity is still better than them. But maybe they're a little bit better than Google in some ways. So I don't know. I think that's really their big competition right now. So it'll be interesting to see where it all shakes out.
Well, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. That really means a lot to us and gives us awesome feedback for the podcast. And be sure to check out our school community so you can stay up to date on the latest AI tools and how you can use them to make more money. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.